Call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I apologize. I was on a phone call trying to add somebody into the show today. It didn't work out, but we'll definitely try to do it for tomorrow. One of the things that we're looking at in this process, and it's pretty interesting because I got a couple of text messages during the break, the process of going forward. Let's see. I don't know if I can actually do this or not. Okay, let me try this and see if this works out. Everybody, there we go. All right, technology, you love it when it works and you hate it when it doesn't. Let's see if we can work this out now. Okay. I love it when it works, and I just can't understand why we're dealing with this. Let's see. Let's do this and see if this works. And that doesn't work. Okay, why? Let's see if this one works. Okay, are you there? No. Okay, request to join. Let's do this. See if this one works. Nope, that one doesn't work anyway. All right, very good. It's for some reason we're not connecting, and I don't understand why. So we'll work this out. And again, see if we can possibly figure out why. Okay, very good. Well, the bottom line is this. Technology didn't work today. I apologize. We were hoping to be able to get this worked out, but obviously it's not going to, so we'll have to reschedule for tomorrow. I'm going to get back to this other story that I had pulled up for you guys today, and it's really interesting how Lansing is all of a sudden concerned about all these other non-budgetmental items, as all these flurry of bills have been put into the process. Drivers who kill or injure a blind pedestrian face a 15-year felony. While running over a service dog would be a 5-year felony under bills that are being considered by the House Committee on Public Health when they heard testimony yesterday. State Representative Mark Tisdale, Republican of Rochester, on House Bill 4528, and State Representative Kurt Vanderwall from Ludington on House Bill 4527, are designed to get drivers to slow down at crosswalks as sight-impaired pedestrians cross the street. Vanderwall said this legislation is deeply personal to him and his family because his son, Nick Vanderwall, a youth transition specialist for the Disability Advocates of Kent County, is blind His son Nick also testified in front of the committee. Nick Vanderwall said his leader dog is integral to ensuring his ability to get around safely. The total cost of training a leader dog is around $60,000. These changes aren't just about punishment, but they're much more about awareness, accountability, and safety, said Representative Vanderwall. These bills send a clear message that the lives and the dignity of blind individuals matter. They will act as tools to ensure their independence and understand that they must be respected under these new laws. Blind pedestrians should not have to fear their rights and their safeties as being optional. So those two bills probably going to get support in the Democrat-controlled Senate, probably an overwhelming majority partisan vote in the House, and then be signed by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Now, one thing you have to be very careful of, folks, and this is especially in cities. I notice more and more of these crosswalks in Traverse City with these new roads that they are paving, putting in new curbs, new curb cuts and different things. When they go to striping the roads, they're putting a lot of these crosswalks at these intersections. One other thing they're doing is these traffic lights that pedestrians can push a button and absolutely cause a yellow, flashing yellow light to start flashing, and then a red light designed to stop traffic to allow pedestrians to cross. We have those already at most major intersections, but they don't automatically stop the traffic. What they do is they expedite the cycle in the traffic light from green to yellow to red sooner than what the normal timing of the light is scheduled for. These are different. These are buttons that literally turn a dormant traffic light that's completely off, turn it from flashing yellow to red within a matter of about 15, 20 seconds, giving traffic time to stop. So this is something you need to be aware of, because if these bills, in fact, do pass the House and the Senate, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, well, it's going to be a 15-year felony if you injure or kill a blind person, or 5-year felony if you kill a service dog. So you need to be aware of it. These bills now move forward from the committee to the floor for a vote in the House, and then will be sent to the Senate. The committee also unanimously voted to report Republican Matthew Berline's bill removing mental health questions from applications for a medical license registration. James Madera of the American Medical Association submitted written testimony to the committee supporting the bill, saying more than 40% of medical students, residents, and even practicing physicians say their fear of having to disclose past mental health care or substance abuse as a disorder treatment is a key reason that they do not seek treatment. Griff Drew, representing the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, submitted written testimony opposing the bill. He said the Bureau of Professional Licensing does not ask applications about mental health history, and the bill allowing the applications to ask about their perceived ability to practice their job allows the Bureau to ask invasive questions. Well, the panel unanimously voted it out of the committee. House Bills 4218 and 4219. This is a bill package requiring hospitals to give patients who voluntarily admitted themselves for a treatment a written notice of their rights, and expanding the Recipient Rights Advisory Council to include ARC of Michigan as well as the Michigan Association of Health Plans. So, kind of an interesting situation regarding application for medical licenses when they go to register with the state of Michigan. So we'll see where this goes. Another long list of bills that they are putting out there in Lansing. Again, having nothing to do with the budget. Very, very interesting. Well, a legal maneuver to prevent voting tabulator tampering trial fails. One more legal attempt by a 2020 election denier to get thrown out of criminal court for tampering with voter tabulators failed yesterday. Now the trial of Stephanie Lambert is slated to begin on July 14th. Lambert's legal team tried to argue that the tabulator, under the legal definition, was in fact not a voting machine as defined in state law. Oakland County Judge Jeffrey Mattis rejected that argument. Her attorney, Daniel Hartman, tried to argue the law Lambert is accused of breaking is obsolete. Well, Mattis rejected that one too. Mattis, the judge, denied Lambert's request to hold Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader in contempt. Hartman tried to tie the Secretary of State's refusal to turn over local clerks' election instructions to a House committee into Lambert's legal case. He argued that the documents the House is trying to get were in fact relevant to the case. Well, those arguments didn't work either. The problem is the two documents are relative to the analysis and the strategy in which we filed the motion to quash the lawsuit, Daniel Hartman said, while the judge tried to shut him up. Several other legal maneuvers were also tried without success. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just to wrap up this legal story from Oakland County Court. The Judge Mattis in Oakland County has allowed Stephanie Lambert to file 7 motions to dismiss the indictment against her. He allowed one final shot at dismissing the case. However, he limited her request to the letter from Jonathan Brader, from transcripts that came from the Bill Bailey versus Antrim County case, which challenged the election results of 2020. And anything ordered to be produced as a result of the defendant's motion regarding grand jury transcripts. Lambert is charged with unlawful possession of a voting machine in Oakland County. That's where she's facing this Judge Mattis. She also faces separate charges in Hillsdale County, alleging, that she and a former clerk breached voter data in the county back in 2020. Finally, the Judge Mattis denied Matt DiPerno's brief, saying that he raised issues that were not raised by Lambert and therefore were improper. This came from a brief that was filed back in March 14th this year, 2025. The judge says Mr. DiPerno can raise any issue he wishes in his own case, which is currently pending in the district court, but it's not before this court. So the case is moving forward, and the trial has been scheduled for July the 14th. So we'll put this on the calendar to follow up and check into this story and see where this goes. But this is, again, Oakland County Judge Jeffrey Mattis. Very liberal, progressive, Democrat judge. Not surprised by this actually in any way, shape, or form. And I'm sure the case will be appealed once he finds her guilty. Now, one of the other things that we're going to wrap up today with, we have a lot of stories out of Lansing, a lot of different bills. We've been going over these, trying to give you a flavor of all their activity that they're doing down in Lansing before they head out for summer break. The biggest one, of course, is the budget. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, has already said they are not going to have a budget from the House by the July 1st statute legal deadline. Basically going to be in violation of the law. Well, since there's no penalties attached to it, I guess he's going to choose to go the same mode of operandi as Jocelyn Benson. If it doesn't have any penalties, go ahead and break it. What are you going to do about it? Well, we'll see where this goes. We're going to continue following this as well, waiting to see the budget out of the House. As soon as it comes out, we will be talking about it. So, all right, that's it for stories. Let's talk about an event coming up. Not this Saturday, 2 weeks from Saturday, June 21st. Text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link to the website, riskitfest.com. This is going to be a party. Vicky and I will be attending the grand opening of the new South location of the Iron Pig Smokehouse on Old 27. Tickets are available. It's going to start at 12 noon on Saturday, June 21st. It's going to go until about 11 o'clock, 10:45 when the fireworks end it. It's going to be a day full of music. It has a comedian coming. Great information on the website. It's all listed there. Just text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link. Riskitfest.com is the website. Also, want to remind you, coming up in July, the third Saturday of July, July 19th, is the 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot and Pig Roast. Text me either one, Fun Shoot, two words, or Pig Roast, and my phone will send you the link with all the information. Go to the website acconservatives.org, read the information over, and then click on the yellow donate button. Make a donation for your tickets. You'll get an email receipt from our PayPal account, and that's basically your ticket. Simply take a picture of it on your phone or print it out and bring it with you with your photo ID, and you'll be good to go. Saturday, July 19th, Central Lake, Michigan, from noon to 4 p.m. Palmer Farms is making a donation of a brand new Winchester Long Rifle 22 with a cover and 500 rounds of ammo. And any of the children that go through the firearm training and shoot a handgun, a 22 handgun and a long rifle, will be put into a drawing to win that great prize. Again, John Palmer of Palmer Farms over in Onaway. So thank you, John, for doing that. Greatly appreciate it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Remember to keep Vicky, please, and her doctors in your prayers at 3 o'clock. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement.